أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفحكم الجاهلية يبغون ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون. In this last ayat of this ruku, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is discussing capital crimes and the capital punishments, and which the Jews and the Christians had changed and altered, and Allah Ta'ala had cautioned Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that what he has done, that he maintained the right manner, the status quo, which Allah wants to, he must always do that. And he must not give in any way whatsoever to the desires of the Jews and the Christians. So in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that when these people, as it has come in the previous ayat, that when they turn away from the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then remember that Allah is there to punish them for some of their sins. And some of their sins was referred to as the disobedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Sharia. So Allah Ta'ala says, in doing that, they're choosing their own way. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. اَبْ كَيَا حُكْمْ چَاہْتَ هَيْ كُفَرْ كَيْ وَقْتَ. Do they wish to follow the ways of the times of the kuffar? And what was this? What is this particularly referring to? That they should make a difference between those people who are prominent in society and those who are not. If it is a prominent person, then they give them some less punishment for the crime that he had committed. And if he's not a prominent person, then they give him the actual punishment which has been prescribed. So they made a difference there. And the other was with the diyat, blood, money, etc. There also they made a difference between the poor and the rich. That they had different rules set out. So Allah says that is all to the work of jahiliyyah. That is to go according to your own discretion and not follow the law of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What is required in all matters, that one law is for everyone, that no matter who it is, like when a lady had stolen in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and the order was given for her hand to be cut, and she was from a prominent family, and the Sahaba, there were those some who had interceded to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to give her a lighter punishment. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam became very angry, and he said, "Are you telling me something to change in the laws of Allah? And if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has to steal, her hands will also be cut." In other words, there is one law for everyone. But unfortunately, today we have also, when it is somebody of ours, then it's a different law. When it's somebody else, it's a different law. When it's me, myself, if I have done wrong, then it's a different law. And if somebody else has done wrong, then it's a different law. There is one law, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, even if it goes against your own self, even if it is your parents, even if it is your father, your children, whoever, Allah's law is one. And that one law must be upheld at all times. That is what Allah Ta'ala is stressing. And unfortunately, we have to see today how much we have made a change in the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Whether especially it is in matters of inheritance, or whether it is when it divorce matters, custody of the children and expenses for the children, for that all, then we go to the court and we give preference to the law of the kuffar over the law of Allah Ta'ala and over the deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. اور اللہ سے بہتر کون ہے حکم کرنے والا یقین کرنے والوں کے واسطے. And who is there to give a better law than Allah Ta'ala for those people who have yaqeen in the year after? That is, in other words, those who have yaqeen in the akhirah, they will follow the law of Allah Ta'ala. And if they don't have that yaqeen is weak, then they will follow their own desires, their own fancies. So here is a very strong admonishment that we should follow the deen of Allah Ta'ala fully and completely. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.